This week's Vault of Silliness installment is a dumb birthday game from July 2nd, 1994. The title, Heels with No Souls. Let's slip right into this. The players, Denise, Judy, I'm in studio, Jack Hart, then we have Elizabeth from Chelsea in studio, Lynn from Malden in studio, Chris in studio, and Emilio Morata producing and in studio as well. The birthdays, Imelda Marcos, John Sununu, Jimmy McNichol, Polly Holiday, Lucy Baines Johnson Turpin, Cheryl Ladd, and Jose Canseco. So many other ramblings. The Days Inn, also known as the BZ Arms. Nothing wrong with that. The Shadow, the Bingo Bugle, Chelsea Everett Malden. A heavy set Eugene Levy. Bob Raleigh impressions. 400 pairs of size 8.5 women's shoes. The Isle of Perim. Chagra. Mini Haha Vataha Sununu. Camp Haha Vataha Sununu. Flying Sununu Birds. A Jack Benny cameo. The AM Gold version for TV shows. Hello Bluebird. Lowball Bids. Bloody Toes and Black Tongues. Greased Up Bodies and Loincloths. Ventriloquism on the Radio. Take the Pen. And The Cross-Eyed Look. Episode 144, Heels with No Souls, ties one on to your ears. Now.
Hey, we got Denise. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Norm. Oh, wait, are the people? I can't wait to hear.
Yeah, there are a bunch of people. Tony just came in with thousands of people.
Well, Tony, hi, you have so many friends after all.
Hello.
No comments.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
I have no friends.
That's why I have to impress the only the few I have by bringing them in.
He went to the what's the name of this hotel next to the studio? Best West
Days Inn.
Days Inn.
BZ Arms.
Okay, BZ Arms. That's right. So he went there in the lobby, and there were these derelicts kind of sitting around the lobby trying to keep warm or something like that. And you brought them all in with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really very very nice, and that's a very kind thing to have done.
Thank you,
Denise. Judy wanted to talk to you. Judy, are you? You're there.
I'm here, Norm, and hi, studio audience.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Denise.
Judy, if you want, after the game is over, if Emilio is willing, we can exchange phone numbers or addresses off the air.
That'll be fine.
Yeah,
that'll be great. I was going to just enclose a little envelope and a letter to Norm and trust him, but that'll be better even.
Should we trust you, Norm, or should we do it to the...
You can't trust me to write, Norm, but...
No, I happen to be a very trustworthy person.
Yeah.
You know that. I am so trustworthy that Uncle Sam trusts his mail with me, the Brinks, armored cars, trust bags of money with me. Sometimes I pick up money in banks myself just to take them on my car to an appointed place because they trust me.
Absolutely.
I am trusted very much. William will trust me.
That's an endorsement, if I ever...
Well, it's not much of an endorsement, but it's the best I can do.
But if you want, Judy, that would probably be a little quicker if Amelia...
Oh, yeah. If Amelia will do it, that'll be great.
Yeah.
Ladies, I will do anything for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
In Schwaga.
Okay, and with us also is Jack Hart, who's out there. Hi, Jack.
Hello.
Is that it?
Well, yeah. What more can I say?
I don't know what more you can say, but I thought there was a little bit more you could say.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that, no.
If you don't want my opinion, I'll give it to you.
No, that's right, too. I'm paid to give my opinion. You know that, don't you? Well, besides, when you call... I mean, that helps me. You know, you're doing me a favor by calling.
Someone give him a pen.
You're not doing me a favor by saying stupid things, but what the heck, you do the best you can. Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Now let's go after the Libertarian Party, okay? A cuckamamie party, if there ever was one. Are you a Libertarian, Denise or Judy?
No.
Oh, thank goodness we have two intelligent women with us. Yes.
Speaking of your comment regarding the Libertarian Party,
yes.
I think I know to whom you are referring. I was invited by my movie critic friend to go to a screening last Monday of The Shadow, but it was at 2:30 in the afternoon, and a certain Libertarian was going to be there.
Well, he goes to all the movies, yes.
Yes, and I didn't think it would be wise for me to go and then find out on the radio that there was a whole expose on state employees leaving work early to go to screenings.
I think you were okay. Wise.
Okay. So actually, I did go to a screening with my movie critic friend's wife on Wednesday night, which was another pre-screening, and the movie is a lot of fun. It's worth seeing.
Which one is that?
The Shadow.
Oh, The Shadow. Is it? Because it hasn't gotten such great reviews. And, of course, I remember The Shadow as a radio show, and the previews I've seen don't look too much like the old radio show. I got to tell you about another movie that I did see the other night with Jack Nicholson and my beloved Michelle Pfeiffer.
The Wolf,
that's
we
right.
We saw that.
And James Spader, what did you think?
First half was great, second half,
Because I think anything that has Nicholson in it, I think is worth seeing. The guy's incredible. The movie was kind of silly in a way.
Yeah.
But I really liked it a lot. I thought it was okay.
The second half deteriorated. The first half, though, I thought was brilliant. And Nicholson was wonderful. And Michelle Pfeiffer was beautiful.
Michelle Pfeiffer is an incredible woman. She's almost as fantastic as my beloved Sophia Loren. I noticed the silence.
Yeah,
stunned fell over all of us.
Pause. Stunned by her beauty.
Okay.
Now, Denise, excuse me. Did you mention that you went to the movies with a critic friend of yours?
I actually went with his wife in a screening, but yes, I do have a critic friend.
Oh, I was curious if it might have been David's lady friend. Denise was David's lady friend.
The critic is named Dan. I don't think he's your type, Tony.
Well, critic friends and lady friends.
is that critic somebody we would know?
He writes for the Worcester Telegram. His name is Dan. And he also is the Boston correspondent for Daily Variety. His name is Dan Kimmel.
I've come across that name somehow. That sounds familiar.
He also writes a syndicated TV column that the Patriot Ledger does pick up.
Okay, because the guy that I know most is a man named Ron Birchkind, who is the movie critic and heads the movie desk for My Weekly Reader.
Oh, yeah, well, he is.
And also occasionally does some freelance work for Jack and Joe magazine.
Dan, one of his newspapers is the Bingo Bugle.
Oh,
is that right?
Bingo
Bugle. He kept it because it was the first paper. This is a guy who hated being a lawyer, so now he's a movie critic.
And this is the Bingo?
The Bingo, you know, the stuff you play in churches, the Bingo Bugle. There is
okay, that's funny. Hey, Jack, what have you got to say through all this?
You betcha.
Okay, let me introduce you to some more people. This is, first of all, the lovely Elizabeth. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, how are you?
Okay, I'm just fine, thank you. Wait, pull the microphone just a little closer to you, if you would do that. That's good. Wait, you're from around here?
Chelsea. By the sea.
Okay, because I grew up in, I didn't grow up in Chelsea, grew up in Everett, but I lived in Chelsea. Whereabouts do you live?
North St. Rose Churches.
Yes, I do, right on Broadway.
Right near St. Rose.
It's on Broadway. Broadway, yes, that's right. And we also have, we have Lynn, who's with us. Where are you from, Lynn?
Malden.
Oh, talk right into the microphone, Lynn.
Malden.
Okay, Malden, okay.
This place is right around where you grew up, Norm.
Yeah, this is all where I grew up. Yeah, Everett, Chelsea, Malden.
He graduated Chelsea High School.
Mm-hmm. I did. All my folks wanted me to get the very best possible education.
And
so
you did.
That's right, we moved to Chelsea. And we have also with us, we have Chris Palermo, who is a producer here at beautiful WBC. Mm. It gives a lot of derelicts
a chance to get started
earning a living for themselves to take them off the welfare rolls. And we're very pleased about that. It's a new program they've started. I'm just joking, Chris.
Oh, I like it.
Chris looks like a lot like Eugene. Like a heavier set Eugene Levy. You guys know Eugene Levy?
Yeah, he was on second.
No, I know you know he is. We talked about this. I wasn't directing that at you.
Ghostbusters.
But I was wondering about Denise and Judy. Whether you remember Eugene Levy, who was on Second City TV?
Yeah.
He was in Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
No.
That was a great show.
Yeah, and Chris looks a lot like him.
Oh.
And we also have Emilio Morata, who's with us. Hi, Emilio.
Hey, you're doing me a favor, Norm.
Just by talking to you.
Letting me play this game. You're doing me a favor. Let me send you something. You got to earn it. I won't give it to you. You have to earn it.
Okay. You're talking about one of your expensive pens, like the thing that retails for something like 12 cents. At least. If you buy them in bulk.
No, you wear shoelaces. No,
okay.
Shoelaces.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Now, the rules of this, I tell you who was born on this date, you tell me who was born. I mean, how old they are on this date. And then you tell me what color my shoes are, and then you tell me how I tie my tie, whether it's a Windsor or not. I don't know.
No,
I'm making the game a little more complicated than it is. No, I'll give you the name of a person who's born on this day. Let me tell you, Imelda Marcos was born on this day. I think you all know who Imelda Marcos is. You know who she is, don't you, Elizabeth and Lynn?
I guess do I just say no?
You don't know Imelda Marcos?
I do not.
She has a lot of shoes.
Yes, exactly. Just try to talk into a microphone. See, what happens is when you throw yourself on the floor and talk into the rug, we can't hear you. Do you understand that?
All right.
Norm, you know what it sounds like? You know when you were a kid and you had the cups with the two strings between them?
Yeah, the that's
sounds
right.
Amazingly
hey,
just like that.
Hey, settle down in this.
Little hoodsy cups with the taut string.
No, I had the big, you know, the big, like, Slurpee-type cups.
No, I had coffee cans.
Big bowl. I had coffee cups.
Well, when we come from Everett, we can't get much.
Can't get much of what, but don't answer that. Okay, now let's see.
You got a pen, Chris.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay, I think we milked that enough. Imelda Marcos. Let me tell you about Imelda Marcos. Of course, left behind 2,400 pairs of shoes, size 8.5, by the way.
Almost. I'm wearing 9.
I'm wearing 9, too.
Yeah, that's a big foot. Isn't that a big foot for a woman?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that's big.
She and her husband, Ferdinand, went into exile in 1986. She's the former Philippine First Lady.
Where is she now? Is she
back? She's back.
She is back.
Yeah, she's back in the Philippines. Mm. And yep. She got her husband back. He was buried in the Philippines, wasn't he? She was trying for that.
He was buried in Hawaii.
Oh, in Hawaii.
Yeah, there was this whole thing about bringing his body back, and it was preserved in some sort of glass coffin or something.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds like my Tanta Malka.
Oh, I know her.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to start with you, Jack, mainly because you're so quiet out there.
Oh.
Jack is at WBC 24-Hour Traffic Network headquarters.
Have a heart.
Uh-huh. Oh, thanks very much. We're going to do really bad jokes.
Uh-huh.
Why should tonight be any different, yeah. I suppose? Let's see. Imelda Marcos. I would say she's got to be... Oh, she's got to be 67 if she's a day at this point. 67 if she's a day. Okay. And Denise, what do you think?
Well, since Jack didn't do the corny pun, I guess I have to. She is a well-heeled...
Oh.
63.
Well, you know, Denise, you got a lot of soul to really put that one through.
She should give these jokes the boot.
Oh.
Yes, they just sort of sneak up on you.
Oh.
Excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom.
Sometimes they just leave you tongue-tied.
Oh. Anyway, Denise, you said...
63.
Okay, boy. Judy?
Well, I'll just have to tiptoe around it.
Oh, my.
How
long is this going to last?
Yeah, 68. Yeah, your age.
Okay, Elizabeth, what do you think?
75.
Wow.
Okay, that's okay, Elizabeth.
She's up there.
Doesn't look a day over 68, though.
She's a comedian, too, isn't she, huh?
Everybody's a heel.
Just stick a microphone on somebody's throat, and they all become comedians. Okay, what do you think, Len?
61.
Could you talk into the microphone? Just pull that a little closer
61.
To you.
61.
That's good. That's excellent. That's excellent the way you just did that. Tony, what do you think?
70 triple E.
Oh. That's very good.
I was hoping no one would
say that. Very, very, very good.
Thank you very much.
And, Chris, what do you say?
64, Norm. Nice and...
Was there a joke there, or did I miss that?
No, he's just being straightforward and...
Yeah, he kind of fools you, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He just had that energy, Norm. He just was... That answer bounded from him.
Yes.
Emilio, what do you think?
I think, Norm, for production purposes, shouldn't each one of those young ladies in there have their own microphone? Or is that too difficult to prospect?
They do.
Since it sounded like they were huddled around one microphone, like all eight people were trying to talk into one. But anyhow, 68 is what I'd say for Mel DeMarco's.
Well, some of them are climbing up the roof and talking into the tiles. But we're doing the best we can. I'm sorry. I didn't tell you the answer. The answer.
Who is a winner?
Okay. The thing is, I have two different ages for her.
Here we go.
One is 65, yeah. And one is, let's see, wait a minute. Let's see what the other is. The other is 64, okay?
So
the closest would be Denise at 64.
Oh, Chris. Congratulations.
Oh, Chris at 64. That's right. So Chris wins it hands down, or foot down, or something.
Oh.
Yeah, so Chris wins that one. That's very good because, as you understand, that we give really chintzy prizes.
Tacky,
yes. Tasteless, worthless, useless prizes.
I can attest to that.
And if somebody from the staff wins, I don't even have to give out any kind of prizes.
I have to give you a prize.
That's right. And so,
Norm?
Yes?
Don't I get a prize for being the furthest away tonight?
No, that's only at your high school graduation or your daughter's bas mitzvah.
Oh.
But nothing beyond that. No. Okay. John Sununu, this is his birthday. You know that he was born on July 2nd?
We do now.
Yeah, exactly. John Sununu. Let me tell you about John Sununu. If you walked out, I didn't realize that about him.
Are you sure he's not Chagrin?
He's not who?
What? Chagrin.
Chagra, my native language.
I think that's language. Only on his great-grandmother's side.
Now, Norm, that's your native language, and you're from the Isle of Perim.
Perim,
but what?
Right.
You're not Chagrins.
Oh, that's right.
No. We're Arabian Gulf people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a full-blooded Arabian Gulf person.
They don't call
careful with those Arabian Gulf jokes.
And we speak
of Syrian descent.
Wow. This is a tough room.
I never played this room before, and never will again.
Get heckled out of the audience.
By one of our own staff. Anyway, a White House, former White House chief of staff, and of course former president, governor of the state of New Hampshire, but he was White House chief of staff under George Bush, John Sununu, who's not related to Randy Vataha or Minnehaha. If Minnehaha had married John Vataha, divorced him, and then married John Sununu, she would be, wouldn't she? Minnehaha
Vataha
Sununu.
Yeah.
I think that means I love you in Chagra.
Too many vowels.
Too many vowels.
The camp I went to as a child.
That's right. Anyway, he was born in Cuba. He was born in Cuba. He was born in he also lived in Massachusetts, where he was with MIT?
Tufts.
Okay, and then went up to New Hampshire, where they never elect governors unless they're born in some other state.
Wow.
I think that's a rule.
You start to vent sometimes.
Outside of the last one was, I forget.
They ran out of expatriates.
Well, the one before Sununu? Who's
in the Senate now? And he was...
Warren Redman?
No, Graham? Warren Redman's not from New Hampshire originally either.
Greg
was... His father was governor also. He's from New Hampshire. But Merle Thompson was governor for a while. He's from Virginia.
Judd Gregg, isn't it? No.
Merle Thompson.
Melvin Thompson.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know why.
Obviously, an important detail.
Anyway, how old is? I don't even know what the hell we're talking about.
Wow,
John Sununu. We're going to start with you, Emilio.
Why, Norm? What did I do to you?
Because you're not a good person.
Wow. Why did he get tossed out of the Bush administration? I couldn't remember. Did he like use a plane?
Yeah, he was flying everywhere. He was flying everywhere
at
the cost of the government. He was like
taking
trips.
I thought it was a limo.
That's right.
To see the theater.
Limo. That's right. He went. Yeah, that's right.
It was a plane shaped like a limo.
Tony, don't tell anybody, but I use a WBZ car to go everywhere.
I didn't say a word. You just did some. Good luck.
Well, management never listens, so they will.
No, that's okay. Yeah. we're not subsidized by the government. We're not. We don't get paid by taxpayers' money.
We just don't get paid.
That's right. Yeah.
Subsidized.
As a result, we're underpaid terribly. But at least it doesn't come out of your taxpayers' money.
Okay, what do you say, Emilio? How old is John Sununu?
Is that counting his chins or not?
Some people guess his age by counting his chins.
Yeah, that's if you take a slab of skin, that can indicate that...
Cut away the lower chin and see how many rings are underneath that.
I was going to say, is that fat, like a tree trunk?
Okay, I'll say that he is 64 after I examine the rings.
Actually, you can hit him in the chin and count how many times it flaps.
That's correct.
And
that's another way to do it.
Exactly,
that's correct.
How do it. It's a very cooling effect also.
Chris, what do you think?
Well, I'm just trying to have no association here with. I'd say 52, Norm.
52?
Yeah, I think he's 52.
I want a sir after that.
Okay.
Sir.
Okay, because Chris is so far as the winner of this thing. He's the leader, anyway.
Yeah, one to nothing for the rest of us.
One to nothing, that's right. And Tony, what do you think?
Oh, let's see. John Sununu. Hmm. Would you say 52? Chris said 52. 50.
Nice face.
56.
56?
Yeah, he's pushing 50. Yeah, 56.
Okay, because he's on Crossfire a lot on the...
I haven't seen him.
That works his stuff.
Since the Bush administration, so I wouldn't know.
Okay. Lynn, what do you say?
We used to hang around together all the time.
50.
Lynn says 50, and what do you say, Elizabeth?
57.
Did I ever tell you, Elizabeth and Lynn, that you're both just so darn adorable?
You say that to all the girls that walk into your studio.
That's right, I do. It's a curse. I do say that to all the girls.
No, he says that because no girls walk into his studio. That's right.
That's right. We had a girl, I think, in 1985 went through the studio, as I recall.
How fast was she going?
I probably smelled something funny around here.
I think she was a girl. Might have been a guy with a dress. We probably being on a Tom Bergeron show, so you never know who these people are.
It's probably a security guy.
Or it might have been one of Bob Raleigh's psychics.
It was cross-dressing security guard psychics and the dogs who loved them. That was the show when people were talking.
That's right. And who wanted to marry their mothers-in-law.
That's right.
No wonder why Bergeron's in New York now. Jeez.
Judy, what do you say?
What do I say? Hello, Norm.
I don't mean about the guessing the games. I mean, just in general.
I really had intended to say 52 when I first heard John Sununu. And I will stick with it.
Okay. I love that determination. That's why I absolutely adore you.
Ah.
Okay, I'll be out to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania on the early flight.
Okay.
I have to get back, though, because there's 17 other women waiting for me here.
The problem is you might not get a plane out that quickly.
I will get a plane out that quickly because I'm a VIP.
You'll charter one.
That's right. You'll charter a flight.
Yeah, sure.
He's John Sununu's plane.
That's right. John Sununu's plane is sort of idle these days.
What do you think, Denise?
Well, actually, first of all, Norm, I always tell you you're adorable.
I suppose. What the heck?
John Sununu, by the way, in case people are wondering, he's of Lebanese descent.
That's
his name
true,
means little
right.
bird, I think.
Yeah,
huh?
little bird.
How do you get?
And I say he's 61.
61, okay. Oh, Jack.
Yes?
I wonder, could you tell us, you know, how old you think John Sununu is?
How old
that's
is
one of the
John
best ones you've come up with. Very nice.
Uh-huh. Let's see, how old is John Little Bird?
That's what his name is, John Littlebird.
If you open the window with the Prue, I bet maybe a little Sununu might go.
Yeah, he might just fly in.
That's right.
Well, one did one time. It turned out to be a moth.
Well, there's a bird with a funny big chin. Must be a John Sununu bird.
Let's see. 58.
Okay. Mm. Okay, the answer is 55. Tony said 56.
I lost.
Nobody said 55.
Cool.
And nobody said 54, so Tony walks away with that one.
Not with Chris.
He always does. Boy, all these WBZ people.
Oh, Chris said 52.
No, I mean, I'm tied with him.
Oh, you're tied. That's right. You each have one win.
We have cheat notes.
That's right. Some people
call
them
cheat notes.
Norm's rooting for them so he doesn't have to send out a prize.
Exactly.
Right. That's right, too. I'm showing him the answers.
And we're still missing them.
Okay. That shows you what a bunch of dumb people they hire here at WBZ.
The sad thing is what you have here is the cream of the crop here at BZ.
Yeah, we
that's
are.
Right,
yeah. Thank you, Tony.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually, I pointed to Chris Emilio. I'm sorry. I
didn't point you to that. Just from the light of my eyes, I'm sorry. I couldn't see where you were pointing.
Jim McNichol. Or sometimes known as Jimmy McNichol. He's the brother of actress Christy McNichol. Oh. Born in Los Angeles, he played Jack on the TV show The Fitzpatricks.
What?
A show which I'm proud to say I have never ever seen or never have even heard of. Have any of you ever heard?
Never heard of that.
You women, Lynn or Elizabeth, you ever heard of Fitzpatrick?
No.
Must have lasted till about the first commercial.
What year was the show, Norm?
There's no information about that here, actually, Emilio.
Wasn't that the last name in Eight is Enough?
See, that's when he said Jimmy McNichol, I thought he was from Eight is Enough.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he is.
Wasn't that their last name, the show, the Fitzpatricks, Jack?
No, it was the Enoughs.
I don't think so.
No.
Jack, just keep quiet back there, okay?
Okay.
No one's getting upset with you.
No, I'm not getting upset with him. Stop that at me.
Yeah, no, but, you know, wouldn't it be well if they had a cable channel just for all the shows that only lasted like an episode or two?
That would be good.
Wouldn't that be kind of fun?
That's like the CDs that they put out, these songs from the 70s, the one-hit wonders.
Sure, all the miserable shows that didn't make it anywhere.
Yeah.
24 hours
a day. Let's start something up, Jack. We'll probably make a fortune.
Yeah, look at what Rhino Records did with their Have a Nice Day CDs. They're now in the 22nd volume of these one-hit wonders from the 70s.
And our first release could be... the guy from MASH was in what? Hello, Larry?
Hello, Larry.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, absolutely.
Four or five episodes there.
Absolutely. You bet.
I'm glad you and I really enjoyed that.
This is fun.
Yeah.
One of my favorite songs, which I hope they include in that LP or that CD, would be Have You Ken John Peel with a Scoat So Gray? Have You Ken John Peel at the Break of Day? Some of those old songs were really nice.
Maybe Hello Bluebird.
One, two, three. All day long I jump and run about. You can always hear me shouting out, Hello Bluebird. Do you think Elizabeth and Lynn are impressed by this whole thing?
No, I think they're sick.
I'm in awe of you.
They love you, Norm.
They're sick and
tender. Rightly so.
You can't see this. I'm kissing his feet.
Wow. Yeah, it's really nice, too. Yeah, it's so nice.
Norm, thank God you were.
Yes, his toe is bleeding. Her lip is bleeding, rather, from my big toe. This is the most sickening kind. I can't even stand it myself, and it's my toe.
Wow.
Okay, let's go. Hey, listen, let's go to Jimmy McNichol before we get really sickening. Okay, I'm going to start with you, Judy. Jimmy McNichol. Yeah, I'm going to start with you. Yep.
You know, Norm, apropos of what you were just discussing, in Berkeley, California, there's a record store or a music store called Leopold's. And they have CDs, cassettes, and everything as you go in. Then they have a basement. As you go down the basement, there's a large picture of a tombstone, and it says Vinyl Resting Place. That's where you can get all the vinyl records. But anyway,
who's doing that? You, Emilio?
No,
I think Emilio. Well, someone nodded off. It wasn't me. I'm wide awake.
No, because I thought it was an interesting story. Vinyl record place. Resting place.
Why is Norm looking at me, funny? I'm in the other room.
Are his eyes glazed over?
Emilio's?
Huh? No, I thought that was an interesting story. I like that, Judy. I don't care what they think.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, they're just a bunch of punk kids. We are at least seasoned veterans. We know.
We remember
good.
Vinyl records.
That's right. Okay, how old do you think?
Jimmy McNichol,
yeah.
He had a vinyl record out.
I'll start the bidding at.
Good try, Jack.
30.
Okay, and Tony?
What were you going to say, Jack?
Oh, he did have a vinyl record out at one point. Didn't he do like a little bubblegum song, too, that went absolutely nowhere?
I think so,
Boy, he must feel like a failure.
I thought that was Donny Osmond.
A lot of us do.
Oh, yeah.
Donnie,
they all look the same. They're interchangeable.
Okay. Jimmy McNichol, what did Judy say?
30.
I don't have the 30.
Okay, no, I think he's a little older than that. 30. Well, Christy's what? Christy's older, correct?
She's about 33, 34 now.
Oh. She's on Empty Nest, right?
She's that old?
She was on Empty Nest.
Oh, whatever, whatever.
But she isn't older than he is?
I can look her up if you'd like. Will that help you?
Yeah, sure. Because I already have a number?
Okay.
No fair.
Judy is adamant that you don't look it up, Norm. I don't know. Maybe you should.
Look it up, just don't say it.
Yeah,
I'll look it up.
Yes,
what I
she's
want.
Older. No, she's not.
Okay, let's see.
See what he's doing.
Okay, hold on a minute. I'm looking her up. Okay, she was born September 9th.
Oh, so we can all write this down then, if Norm's on there.
Yeah, so that then there you can know. No, she's younger than her brother Jim. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's so he's definitely 35 now.
He's definitely 35.
Yeah.
Okay. And Jack?
36.
Jack says 36. And what do you say, Denise?
I'm going to lowball it at 28.
Oh, lowballing.
Yeah.
Don't hurt yourself.
Okay.
Okay, that wasn't a joke, was it?
No. Kind
no,
of, no well, that's just, that's what, when you bid low, you lowball it.
Heaven's sakes. Lynn, what do you think? How old do you think Jimmy McNichol is? 37. Okay, and Elizabeth?
I'll say 33.
Elizabeth says 33, and Chris?
I'm going to go with the 27 norm.
27 norm. Mm-hmm. And Emilio? Okay. 36. Okay, the actual age will be 33.
Oh,
on
the nose.
And Elizabeth hit it right on the button. That's right. Elizabeth now is along there with Tony and Chris with one each.
So how old is Christy?
Yeah, how many years young?
Christy will be is actually 31 now, and will be 32 in September.
She seems like she's been around forever, doesn't she?
Well, she used to be Buddy on that show, that show that always had the painful family stories.
Family. Yeah.
God, she must have started acting when she was two.
Well, that's the key.
So.
That is the key, Chris.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Get into it early.
Okay, how about Polly Holiday?
Wow.
Who? And Polly Holiday, she played...
Flo. Yeah. She's still alive?
Yeah, Flo on the Alice TV series. Kiss My Grits, that's right.
She made that a national catchphrase.
Did she trademark it?
I don't know.
Have any idea? That would be... Was that in the script? Or was that something she just came? Does anyone know? Is that similar to Fonzie's Sit On It then? Would that be like...
It would be like that, yes. It would be, yes. It would be. It'd be like...
Confidence with Rocks and Garbage.
Because I understand, the phrase three-peat in sports.
Yeah, you know, Pat Riley.
It's right. And he trademarked.
Yeah.
He copyrighted that.
Yeah, he did.
So every time they use that, he gets a little cash.
Oh, I can't believe that.
No, seriously. Yeah.
He coined that phrase, three-peat, and he was smart enough to trade. Then there's the guy, let's get ready to rumble, in the boxing matches.
Yeah.
He didn't trademark that, though. And he should.
What about Ipana for the smile of beauty and Salipatica for the smile of health?
Yeah.
What about brush what, is that?
That's good.
A little beaver, that's right?
Was Burma shave.
Oh, there we go.
National catchphrase.
Yeah, another phrase was, I have a lady in the balcony, doctor.
Yes.
Well, what are you doing with her? Huh?
Yeah, that's right, too. Well, we'll skip you. We'll go on to the next MC.
Or don't despair. Use your head. Save your hair.
Use Fitch shampoo. How do you know that? That really goes
from my. I have tapes of all the old radio commercials.
Oh, I see.
Ooh, we could use that on the show. No, we could use tapes that she has.
Okay, Polly Holiday left Alice in 1980 to star in a spinoff called Flo.
Which lasted about as long as the Fitzpatricks.
I think so. I don't even remember that.
I don't remember that either.
There's another one for the network, Jack.
She was also in the final episodes of Private Benjamin, which lasted an equally long time, as Major Allen after Eileen Brennan was injured in an auto accident. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
That's Polly Holiday.
Like it was yesterday.
I do. Yeah, it was yesterday. It was or maybe the day before.
You're right.
Okay, we're going to start with you, Lynn. Polly Holiday, how old do you think she is?
64.
Okay, 64. Okay. And Elizabeth, what do you think?
I'm going to have to go a little younger than that, I think.
Well, she looked about 64 on the show sometimes.
Oh, she was probably in her 40s.
Yeah.
When, late 40s when she was in that, so.
And that's about 20 years ago.
Is it?
No, is it? No.
Late 70s, yeah, you're probably right.
She left the show in 1980.
She left in 1980.
14 years ago.
Wow. Yeah, so that she left 14 years ago, so it was a few years before that. That ran a few years, I think.
Yeah,
that's
true.
We'll give it a nice round 60.
Round 60. Okay. And Judy, what do you say?
I was going to say 58.
Are you still going to say 58?
Yeah.
Okay. And let's see. Emilio.
She's so old, Norm, they're calling her Polly Dent Holiday.
Oh.
Okay. Wow. Gonna be one of those nights.
Yeah,
it's
already
late already. Huh? Look at the time.
And what do you say? How old do you think she is?
Well, through the art of deduction, Norm, I will say that she was about 52 on the show 14 years ago. That'd be, let me add that up now. 66, Norm, is what I would say.
66, you would say. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. And Jack.
You know. How was that cigarette, Jack, you just lit?
Oh, thank you.
No,
I asked you how it was.
Oh, it was wonderful. It was very nice.
You mean that's not non-smoking over there yet, Jack?
Well, it is kind of, sort of, but, you know, who's going to... What, someone going to tap me on the shoulder?
Not at all.
Here in the top,
the only guy left alone in the building.
Sure. Let's see. You know, I suppose it's appropriate that her birthday is on a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 58.
58. Okay.
So yes, Andy.
And Tony, what do you say?
You're thinking she was 44, Jack? I think she was in her early 40s during the heyday of that show and left when she was 44.
No.
Well, yeah, maybe you're right. She just looks old.
Yeah, she's
slaving over the hot stove all day. That's
what she's been toting those trays.
And now, of course, that we're talking about Mel's Diner. You must tell us, Norm.
Mel's Diner, yes.
Yeah, but well, yeah. give us some. When they yell out, what do they yell out? Like, for instance,
dingy.
Guy comes in and says to the
excuse me, Norm, I'd like some dip chicken soup.
Yes, we do have chicken, so hold on just a minute. Chicken, making chicken. Anything else, sir?
Actually, do you want to change that?
Yeah,
order?
I want to change it. It's kind of like to have pea soup.
Pea soup instead of chicken.
Instead of chicken.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Hold the chicken and make it pea.
Well, I'll tell you, what a team, huh?
This was an unrehearsed moment.
That was pretty good.
One of the magic moments in radio.
62.
Do you do a little tap dance in between that?
Yes, we do.
Song and dance.
I feel like Robert from Everett's gone.
And sometimes what I do is I wind up the act by hanging myself from my own earphones. And does that throw Gary LaPierre off when he comes in the morning?
Is that Norm Mason
hanging from his earphones from the ceiling there?
Again?
His tongue sticking out, turning black?
Oh, man.
This is going to be one of the most nasty. We got bloody toes, people Robbie hanging themselves, and black tongues.
People from Everett,
yeah.
Oh, no, we haven't talked about you and your loincloth yet. That would just top it off.
No, I'm going to do that later on. I greased my body, I didn't want to excite Lynn and Elizabeth too much. But dessert. Oh, God. Wow. Chris, how old do you think?
I'm going to strap myself in here, and I'll say 63.
Does that 63, mean anything?
Okay.
Strap myself in?
And, Denise, what do you think?
I think I will agree with the theory that she only looked old, and it was standing over that hot stove.
She only looked shriveled.
She looked like the bacon on that plate. But, you know,
there's plenty of wrinkle cream.
You guys want to give Denise a chance to be here? Sorry.
By the way, you and Tony are going to single-handedly revive vaudeville with that routine.
Yeah, thank
you. You should see when we start spinning plates.
And Norm juggles.
That's right.
Egg him on, Denise. That a girl. Egg him on.
I'm 56.
You should see them do the ventriloquism on the radio.
Oh, no, that's really an art. That's a skill.
Sure.
Yeah. 56.
50. No, I got the 56. I'm just waiting for you all unwound. Okay. The answer actually is 57. So we have three winners because Denise has said 56. And Jack Hart and Judy both said 58.
You know,
realize just about everyone's tied now?
Yeah, everyone. The only person who hasn't guessed the correct answer is...
Could it be Lynn?
No. Well, it is Lynn and Emilio, which means...
We're out, guys.
Which means that Lynn and Emilio have to get married as soon as this is over. That's the penalty. Either win the prize or you get married. One or the other, okay?
You don't want the pen, Emilio.
Either that or you can have a pen.
Wow, this is such a tough decision.
Take the pen.
Okay, take the pen.
Well, if Lynn knew how much money I made here, she definitely wouldn't want to marry me.
Take the pen.
She might want to grab a pen.
Okay, here's another one to guess.
Okay.
Okay, Norm, thanks.
Okay, Lucy Baines Johnson Turpin.
Who?
Jeez. Sounds like a kind of a something to be, that there's something.
Mini Haha Vataha Sununu.
She's the younger daughter of the late President Lyndon Johnson, Lucy Baines Johnson, and her husband is Ian Turpin, who is a banker on the Grand Cayman Islands.
That's kind of dramatic. That's kind of
wow.
Nice, isn't it?
I understand her sister married a gentleman, Harvey Tynes.
I knew you were going to say that.
And her name is like Cheryl Turpin Tynes.
Cheryl Turpin Tynes.
Bad. Funny, there was a silent movie actor, comedian named Ben Turpin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who spelled it, I think, about the same way as I remember. Mm-hmm. Remember he was a little cross-eyed?
Yeah, he had a scrunched up face.
Yeah.
Hirschfeld did a thing of him.
Oh, yeah?
By the way, I have that book.
This is the show, deformities and everything. Now we've had the scrunched-up cross-eyed guy to the show.
At one time, the cross-eyed look was kind of funny. People would poke fun. You don't see cross-eyed people anymore, do you? I don't think.
No, because optically challenged.
Unless it's a little inbreeding going on.
They're optically challenged.
Well, it's not politically correct to be cross-eyed anymore, no.
Actually, I think you can fix it with glasses when they're real little.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jack Hart, how old do you think Lucy Baines... Let me see what I can tell you about Lucy Baines Johnson.
When was her big White House wedding? Is that in there?
No, it doesn't say that. As a matter of fact, I don't have anything more than what I just told you.
Can you imagine her ID bracelet? They must put that around her leg.
LBJT?
Well, no, the whole name.
Lucy Baines Johnson.
Nugent Turpin.
Turpin. Turpin.
No, Norm, why does she get to hold on all those names? Why can't she drop a couple of them?
She could, so far as I'm concerned.
I would like wide stationery.
Is it hyphenated?
No, it's not. They're all single names.
Wow.
Huh. Okay, how old do you think she is, Jack?
When was Johnson the president?
You were about, what, 33 at the time?
63 to 68.
Let's see, Kennedy was elected in 60. He started in 60. Elected in 62.
So
started in 63. And
30 years ago.
Kennedy died in 63.
Yeah.
So Johnson was...
Johnson took the oath on the plane?
He was president until about 1970 then.
69 in January.
I'll say... No, he was...
Nixon won in 68.
Wait, no. Wait a minute.
No. Kennedy died in 63.
Yes.
Norm.
And Johnson was reelected in 64.
Exactly.
Okay.
You're a history buff, Norman.
You fogged up on that one.
Of history. That's at least 20
years ago. Some people lived then.
Hey, Tony, kiss my grits.
I beg your pardon. What did you say? Some people lived then?
I said some people saw it eyewitness. Other people weren't even born then.
I think that's the right
to them, it's history.
Yeah.
They're still picking
just
the
like everyone wished the show was.
Okay, Jack, how old do you think Lucy Baines Johnson Turpin is?
To us, it's the very tapestry of our
life. Would you never mind now? Would you just tell me how old she is?
She is...
She's going to be 53.
53, okay. Denise, what do you think?
I'll say 50.
Okay, and Judy?
45.
And Elizabeth?
47.
And Lynn?
53.
Lynn says 53. Tony?
52.
Chris?
I'm going to try 43. See if that works.
Works just as good as 47.
Good, you never know.
45 is an average.
And Emilio?
43 also, no.
43 also. Uh-oh. Okay, actually, she is 47, which is what Elizabeth said.
Yeah.
Elizabeth now has got two correct answers.
Wow.
I'm winning.
No, it's just luck.
How old was she when she got married in the White House?
She was young. Yeah. She was only about 18.
No kidding.
18 or 19.
Yeah, I heard she was.
She was in the embryonic stage.
Yeah.
Oh, that was before my time. That's why
they
I got that one
wrong. Young Those Texans get married young.
Yeah, I suppose. Okay, Cheryl Ladd.
Oh, jeez.
Cheryl Ladd. She was born, did you know she was born Cheryl Stopplemore?
No.
In Huron, South Dakota. She's married to David, son of actor Alan Ladd, from 1978 to 1979. And she played Chris Monroe. That was really long. That was, yeah, that lasted and it was really nice. She played Chris Monroe on Charlie's Angels. And she also played Eric. Oh, never mind.
Did you have something to do with Jojo the dog face boy at one time?
I think so. Okay, Cheryl Ladd. Let's start with you, Emilio. How old do you think Cheryl Ladd is?
God, I always remember as that bubbly young detective that worked with the guy with the deep voice there, Bosley.
The one who looks like Norm.
No, it wasn't Bosley. Was she not Charlie's Angels, you mean?
Yeah, Bosley, the guy that would always go, great job, girls.
No, but that wasn't Bosley. That wasn't Bosley. That wasn't Tom Bosley.
That was Charlie.
John Forsythe. John Forsythe.
No, not on Charlie's Angels. No, not on Charlie's Angels.
His name on the show was Bosley.
Yeah, but you never saw him.
Oh, why?
No, you never saw Charlie. Bosley was the
was the guy with the voice.
Was the kind of wacky guy that was the sort of a manager.
He was like the middleman there.
Right.
Oh, I see.
Hey, listen, guys, I watch a lot of daytime TV. I know what I'm talking about.
He was the comic foil.
Listen, Amelia knows he's a couch potato. He knows all these things.
Just look at him. He looks it, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He looks I never go out and just sit around and eat chips all day.
Okay, what do you think? How old do you think Cheryl Ladd is, Amelia?
Now, see, this is a tough one, Norm, because she's the opposite. She looks younger than, like, unlike Flo, who looked like an ancient, decrepit thing. You know, she was young.
The Walking Dead.
So I'm going to say Cheryl Ladd's a little bit older than we think. She's just going to be 41.
41.
Oh, much older than we think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Wow, geez, Emilio.
And Chris, what do you
think? Should be applying for Social Security tomorrow.
I'm going to say 50, Norm. That half a century.
Half a century.
Kind of works every now and then.
Yeah, every now and then it works like every half century. It's very nice. Tony, what do you say?
I'm going to undercut you, Chris, by one. 49.
You're going to lowball him, Tony?
I'm going to lowball.
Lowball?
No, I'm not going to lowball. Excuse me. Forget that.
Lynn, what do you think, Lynn?
46.
And Elizabeth?
44.
She's 29? A little bit of humor there just to break things.
Bada boom.
Okay, Judy.
Bada bing.
Let's see. A rather nice 45. I'll go with that again.
45. Okay. And Denise?
44.
Good choice, Denise.
Good choice.
Okay.
I think.
And Jack?
Huh.
50? Yeah. Is that what you said? Okay. Cheryl Ladd actually is 43 years old today.
Oh, right.
She is still young.
Yeah, I would say Elizabeth, who said 44.
And Denise.
I get cut out again there.
And Denise said 44. And that's it. Yeah, that's
three
it.
Up here.
We have time. One more. Did she win this?
Outright. No, Elizabeth has three, and Denise has two, and one each by Jack, Judy, Tony, Chris, and still kind of nothing for Lynn and... Emilio.
Oh, can we all go to the wedding?
I hear bells.
Well, they chose the pen.
It's a nice pen.
Oh, beautiful pen.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about
very good. One more, really quick.
We got to do one quick. Okay. How about Jose Canseco?
Oh.
The popular player was voted into the All-Star game in 1989, even though he was out with injuries from the beginning of the season. Born in Cuba, Jose Canseco plays for
Texas
Rangers.
Wasn't he immortalized by Garrett Morris in the early days of Saturday Night Live?
I thought that was Louis Tan.
No, that was he was doing an old-time ball play from like the 50s.
I thought it was this guy.
No, Canseco's
kind of pretty young guy.
Oh,
and he's getting older by the minute.
Yeah, everybody is moving. Louis Tan.
Okay.
Hit a home run with this here, I guess, at 30.
Okay. And Denise?
31.
Denise says 31.
Tony will come up with the grand slam here.
Oh, yeah. Emilio?
He's either 29 or 30, Norm, so just so Chris won't steal from me, I'll say 30.
30?
Steal it. Yes.
Judy?
I hope I can get to first base. 30,
wow.
33.
All right, and Tony?
Oh, I'm in the on-deck circle now.
You may think you're in the bullpen.
Let's see. This
what a hand-baked bunch of...
He shuts
buffoons, Norm?
Prescudnacks, we got a bunch of prescudnacks, I think, leaves the word.
All right, I know what that means.
You may think this...
I do, too.
Yeah, I know you
quickly,
do.
Tony, quickly.
Give the man
you may think this guess is out of left field. 30.
30, okay. And Lynn?
We'll say
33, too.
33, too. 330.
Why don't you say that?
Oh, 33
also.
33
also.
Oh, thank you.
The actual age is 30.
Yes. Thank you.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's
okay,
right.
So we know.
But that does matter, Norm, because I got on the board. And
that's right. You did. Tony, Chris, and Amelia.
No pen?
Sure. We've got plenty of pens.
What's going on? Wait a minute.
Okay, so the winner is Elizabeth, then, who has three.
Thank you.
Second was Denise, who did very well with two.
Thank you.
And then everybody else got one except Lynn.
Thank you.
And because of,
wait a minute. Come on.
Poor Lynn just struck out right along the way.
Struck out. Francisco doing the baseball. And Norm, what a wit.
No hitter.
Okay.
No hitter.
Hey, Norm, remember, Judy and I want to talk to Amelia.
Yes, that's right.
You want to talk to Amelia right now?
They both.
Well, after you say bye to us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you ready for this, Amelia? You want to talk to I'll say goodbye to both you, Judy and Denise, and you can talk to Emilio.
Chakra.
Okay, you want to take Judy off the line, too? This is behind the scenes kind of talk.
Now,
okay.
Elizabeth doesn't work here, so obviously she gets a tacky, tasteless gift.
Yes, she does.
I got to suck his toes. What more can I ask?
Oh, man. Will you stop that saying that? You drive me crazy.
Sorry.
Lust is filling up. My loins are on
the
fire.
The windows are steaming. What's going on in here?
What's coming off is the question.
Okay, Elizabeth. Anyway, Lynn. Thank you very much, Lynn. And Chris.
Thank you, Norm.
And all of you guys for playing the game with Jess and us. And I'm going to reward you now by briefing you on what's going on throughout the world.
Well, wasn't that quite the selection of well-worn participants? Norm was great at sizing up this group to keep us all on track. And on that note, it's time to close the vault and leave this world a little sillier than we found it. For The Day's In, Jack Nicholson, Michelle Pfeiffer, James Spader, Ron Birchkind, Dan Kimmel, The Bingo Bugle, The Worcester Telegram and Gazette, Daily Variety, The Patriot Ledger, Tom Bergeron, John Peel, Leopold's in Berkeley, California, Cheryl Stoppelmore, Jojo the Dogface Boy, Pushkudniks, Emilio Morata, Jack Hart, and the definition of trust, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.